Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I think now it is important for us to remind those of us who've forgotten about it, or those of us who are now adults in this society who were very, very young and don't remember in a contemporary sense what that was like, and the very real threat we faced that day, and the threat that continues to exist, hopefully in not as potent a form overseas, how blessed we are to live in this country and to have people who will stand up and defend our values, because they are not beloved in other parts of the world. You have that chance to memorialize the individuals who perished in New York and here in Virginia at the Pentagon this evening. And Dr. Clay Mountcastle heads the Virginia War Memorial, and he's with us this morning to talk about the virtual memorial service that they're planning. Good morning to you. I really appreciate you coming on the air.
And good morning, John.
What is the plan tonight? 7 o'clock?
Yeah, 7 o'clock on our website and our Facebook page, and that's the Virginia War Memorial Facebook page or VAWarMemorial.org. What we've done is we've taken our normal 9/11 observance that we do there at the War Memorial every year. We've gone virtual just because of the ongoing COVID stuff, and you know, hopefully this is the only year we do it this way. But we just wanted to provide people a way to take some time out of their day-to-day and focus on 9/11 specifically. And it's just a short program with me delivering some comments by our Pentagon display there at the War Memorial about the attacks on the Pentagon, 9/11, and the importance of all the things you just talked about, the importance of holding on to those memories, keeping them fresh year in and year out when there's so many things going on in the world that could dampen those memories. And then we finish up the program by showing our documentary, A New Century, A New War, that we produced just under 2 years ago, that is a wonderful 30-minute story put together by Virginia veterans talking about their experiences, personal experiences on 9/11, because we all have our own personal 9/11 story as to where we were and what we were doing. And then how those events of that day propelled us into wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and why these people felt compelled to go serve and fight in these wars as a result of that. So it's a 30-minute film, and it's poignant, it's emotional, it really gets right to the heart of why it's important to hold on to the thoughts and feelings of 9/11, because it completely changed the world, it shaped the world for all of us for these following, you know, 19 years now. And, you know, it's just a way to do something on 9/11. I know a lot of people, the day shows up on the calendar and they're kind of like, oh boy, it's 9/11 again, wow. And then they go on with their day, and they don't really have a way to stop and focus on those events. So we just wanted to be able to do that.
When people come to visit the War Memorial and they see this part of the exhibition, you know, do you eavesdrop on them? What do people say these days? What's the thought that
Our Pentagon display, which is a section of the Pentagon that we secured from the Department of Defense that was right at the section of the Pentagon that was hit by the aircraft on 9/11. And we have the names of all the people that perished in that attack, both in the Pentagon and the crew and passengers of the airplane. It's right at the lower level as people walk down the steps. And for so many people, when they come down those stairs, they see that and they kind of freeze and they stop and they just look at it. And then you'll start to hear the stories. You know, like I said, everybody's got their 9/11 story. They start to talk about where they were when they heard about the attacks on the Twin Towers, the attacks on the Pentagon. And we use it kind of as a centerpiece for young students that don't have those personal stories, that don't have those memories. We've used that display as kind of a centerpiece to gather around and introduce this very difficult topic to them. And that's why we produced the film, to give educators something to show to young students that don't have that personal, visceral memory that all of us have, and explain to them, you know, that this tragic event that has really shaped the world that they've grown up in. You know, every single college freshman, or most of them, almost all college freshmen weren't alive. The youngest members of our military weren't alive on 9/11. They've grown up in a world that's been shaped by 9/11, in a world in which we've been participating in wars. And, you know, it's a significant event, a significant display. And what I tell people is it's okay to try and hold on to not only the memories of that day, but perhaps more importantly, people need to remember what it was like in the weeks and months following 9/11, when it was maybe the best time to be an American, at least in my lifetime. The feeling of pride and sense of community and coming together, especially these days when there's so much rancor and all the division in the news and everything. I mean, it actually feels really good to go back and think about those days and weeks after 9/11, when, you know, you could see an American flag almost on every single house you drove by, or every car that drove by you. And we were all in it together, truly. And so that's what I like to focus on when I talk about 9/11.
Yeah. Well, that is certainly true. In those immediate weeks following it, there was a sense of unity and the better aspects of being an American, you know, the determination, right. We're not going to be stopped. We're not going to be destroyed. We're not going to be cowed into submission here. It's good to remember that, because, you know, I've been pretty critical, not to change the subject at all, of the reaction that we've had as a country to some of the challenges we have right now. And at least 19 years ago, we sure rose to the occasion, both our military and our first responders, but also the citizenry in general. I think that's true. 7 o'clock tonight, the Virginia War Memorial Facebook page will broadcast this a virtual ceremony with the elements that Dr. Mountcastle mentioned. And I really appreciate you doing it and coming on the air today to share it with us and to look back at that time. I think it's important. Dr. Clay Mountcastle, thank you.
Thanks, John. Always a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.